Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of A Sound of Art. This morning's episode is titled, Why Aren't Radical Feminists Angry About Child Trafficking? I'm going to be reading to you from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Ephesians 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, my brother, be strong, hopeful, and at the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand and be conveyed, and having done all, stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery missiles of the wicked one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching or to all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Now, I think it's important to take a very close look at what the Word of God has to say about who we are and whose we are and what our response as the people want to speak. When we see individuals who invest themselves in groups or in groups that may have a particular viewpoint that they want to vociferously proclaim, but nevertheless can be very misleading, unwarranted, but filled with very damaging vitriol, and yet very passionate and lacking staff and understanding. And so it is imperative that the living ones to understand that the movements or what happened over the weekend throughout the country, and the very satanic and demonic material about the bad that we heard. I've looked for substance, and I wanted to understand what the book was going on. And my mind had to go back to the Word of God, and I had to think about, once again, the power of social engineering and why these persons were organized in this manner. What truly did they want to accomplish? So I also thought about a very serious topic, and that is child trafficking. And dark sections, I should. But I didn't hear anything about children. And in the research on child trafficking, a lot. And I learned about how very dark, how very destructive. All about what is going on and how we are, how we as individuals need to understand what's going on around us. We cannot opt to. We can't say I'm going to be involved. We need to be involved. We are told in verse 11 that we need to put off the whole armor of God, or put off the God. And the way the verb is given as an aorist, a period of middle. The aorist, of course, in Greek means at a point of time, a certain habit. And imperative, what we understand what the imperative means in the middle. Middle force means that we act on ourselves in a certain way, or to a certain end. Put on the armor of God that maybe stand against the methodias in the Greek of the devil. And so the word devil, the diabolu, means much the same, but we divide people because. For we wrestle not against, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. In the Greek, it is a verse, it is blood, flesh, wrestle. So the word in Greek here means to vibrate again. To vibrate. So Paul knows, and Paul is teaching that we are dealing with dark spiritual powers. And we need to understand that this is indeed spiritual worship. I am intrigued by the fact that the radical feminists are not angry about child trafficking. And the child traffickers and Satanists and the Luciferians, etc., have become emboldened in their behavior. And what is really fascinating is that those who one would think would be at the forefront of their heinous activity and child trafficking are saying nothing about it. They are not a part of any movement to decry that this behavior of child trafficking, or this very lucrative movement, is destroyed. That is not the case. There is the radical feminists are myopic and self-centered, and also very childish in what they say. And in their behavior and in their actions. And so, for believing ones, we approach this in a different way. And the Word of God tells us, even in the Old Testament, in Psalm 106, verse 36, reads, they worshipped their idol, which became a snare to them. Verse 37. Speaking of God's people, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was desecrated by their blood. They defiled themselves by what they did, by their deeds. They prostituted themselves. You see, God does not take lightly this type of sinful activity, of child trafficking and sacrificing children to demons. But one of my things about radical feminists and think about who they are, what they say, we can see that the world loves itself and that their behavior is consistent with the cosmos. And so therefore, these persons will never come to the forefront to say anything about child trafficking and the sacrificing of children to demons. They will never do it. There is not the spiritual wherewithal. There is the absence of spirituality. There is the absence of conscience with the radical feminists. They do not understand the spiritual world. They do not understand spiritual reality. You and I are called to shed light on the works of darkness. Now, there's an old book called The Cost of Discipleship, and I think it is still worth reading. The Cost of Discipleship, very important book. Another book by C.S. Lewis, The Abolition of Man, is well worth reading. The Screwtape Letters, also by C.S. Lewis, is well worth reading. Because you and I, as believing ones, need to understand that the aggressiveness of what we saw in those marches had nothing to do with anything at the standard. It has everything to do with demonic social engineering and the fact that these persons have become so filled with darkness in their hearts. They do not understand what they are doing. And so anything that has to do with the family, Satan wants to destroy the family. Anything that has to do with marriage between a man and a woman, Satan wants to destroy marriage. He wants to redefine what God has said as an intrinsic part of the universe. He wants to overthrow these systems because he knows that if he can do these things, then he will destroy the plan of God. However, he will never destroy the plan of God. But that is his desire. And so when I talk about the radical feminists and I ask the question, why are they not upset about child trafficking? Well, I understand why. I just think that we need more believers to be bold, to speak out, and carry forth the word of God to these persons. They will have an opportunity to hear the gospel of grace and come to a knowledge of salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord. God died for them too. Jesus died for them too. And they need an opportunity to know the grace of God. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a blessed day.